Gareth Smith and Jared Grech, Oz peace activists, spoke to Kimbo and Illy at the Land Warfare Conference Welcoming Committee on Wednesday.
They attended the conference from Monday until Wednesday when they were forcibly removed by the police.
They must have realised at the last minute that Oz Peace was a rather strange organisation to be present at an arms dealers show. So we were told that management wanted us off the premises as quickly as possible.
When Gareth and Jacob arrived at the conference on the third day, they were immediately asked by management to leave the premises. They were then arrested.
Gareth says he was treated harshly by the police.
So the police grabbed me, and then I seemed to have fallen on the floor, and then I seemed to have been carried by them, which made them huff and puff and get very angry. So when they put the handcuffs on me, they squeezed the handcuffs so tightly, and you can see the mark on my right wrist still from 9 o'clock this morning. So now I've got loss of sensation on my thumb and on my index finger. And it felt as though somebody was burning my hand with a cigarette lighter. I actually shouted to Jacob, who was behind me, "Are they burning my hands?" And the police said, "Oh no, sir, that's just the consequence of the restriction of the blood of flow to your hands, and it'll come good." Well, it hasn't come good yet. So, yeah, I was treated harshly, I think, even though I assured them that we were coming quietly and we would comply with every request. They were still intent on bending thumbs, twisting arms, and bending Jacob's arm behind his neck or somewhere, causing a lot of pain.
A lot of pain.
It'd be a bit churlish, I guess, to go into a convention full of people who make millions and millions of dollars out of selling weapons that kill, maim, torture people, and then having a bit of a whinge because you get your thumb twisted up your back, you know? It's par for the course.
They're consistent.
Also par for the course was the fenced-off area police insisted the welcoming committee stand behind.
Chained people, masked people, cannot bear the thought of a free individual. That is why they hate anarchism. That is why they use the term anarchist as an insult. Because systemized people hate freedom. The little area where they had the protests happening today, the police were referring to as the freedom cage. You can be free as long as you're in the cage. I refused to stand in the cage. I went in there to speak, but then I got out of it. It's one thing to let the coppers drag you and throw you into a cage, but it's a totally another thing to walk into there in your own volition. All right? And this is what the arms trade is about. It's about trying to impose a sameness of thought. It's about killing freedom. It's about killing choice. It's about killing people's dreams and aspirations and imposing a monoculture. It's about turning the world grey and getting rid of the colours. And that is what they hate. And that's why they hate people like us, and they laugh and throw us out of convention centres. And I can live with that.